All right, so we're continuing in getting on Ayin Zayin on the base. Okay, so what we were up to is the top of the daf that we're going back to the question of how you can be megaresh and isha by putting the get into a chatzir into her chatzir, because of the problem that mashe konza isha's kana baila. So really, every chatzir that she owns, since he's kona it for peros, and he has total control, so it's considered his rishus. In terms of the Nesina. So it's like he didn't put it into a makom that's out of his domain. That's what Rashi says, that Akatilo Nofek get me Miyadi Debao. It never really left his hand. Nesina requires that it leave your hand. Okay. So the Gemara says that it really is a din of Gita v'chatzera bo en keachad. That's what Rava concludes. Right, that's Rava's din. That really it's a din of Gita v'chatzera or bo en keachad. How does it work? That through receiving the get, she is kona the chater, because now he has no rights in the peros, and now that she has a chater, she can receive the get. So that's clearly a circular problem. Right?
Right.
That's clearly a circular problem. So that's what we have to try to understand. How does that work? How does it work to say that she can't be kona the get through her chatzer because the chatzer doesn't belong to her while they're still married? So then you'll say, how is it possible then to say that they're going to come together? I mean, one must cause the other. And in fact, they each cause each other, right? Receiving the get properly is what gives her the chutzir. And having the chutzir is what makes it a good Kabbalah. So it's impossible to get started. You can't solve that kind of a problem by just saying it happens together. I mean, that's just that defies logic. Okay. Yeah.
Like it's hefker, you're saying?
And if you're gonna try to solve the problem, and you watch yourself very closely while you're trying to solve this problem, you'll observe that you're really trying to say that one comes before the other. And then you catch yourself, and you'll try again, maybe, and then you'll finally give up. So, if you have any sense, yeah. Okay. So, where does Rava get this idea from? That Gita v'chatzera are bo'en ke'achad. So the Gemara says he gets it really from the halacha of Yad Ha'eved. That really is the precedent for this din. That Gita v'chatzera bo'en ke'echad, Rava knows that from where? From Gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad. From the fact that a master can free his slave, his Eved Kenani, by giving him a get shichror in his hand. Okay? And Rava argues, just like it works over there, it should work over here. Just like it works over there by the Eved Yad, that he acquires his own Yad when he gets the get. and therefore can accept the get for freedom, so too over here, she can acquire the chotzer with the receipt of the get, and therefore it be a valid get, a valid receipt. Okay, so really, if we wanted to try to understand this any better, we would have to go to the source of Gita v'chatzera, which is Eved, and see how that works. See how the Gemara is explaining it over there. Okay, so in other words, over here, the Gemara, although Rava said, and although the statement that originally was recorded in the name of Rava was Gita v'yada, where he applied the principle by the woman's hand, the Gemara concludes that's not really what he was saying. He really was comparing it to the case of Eved, and he's arguing from Eved to Chatzir by the Isha. But the Yad of the Isha itself is not a problem, because we said the Yad of the Isha is definitely her own guf. That's her own. That's her own Rishus. Okay? Oh, so one point. We forgot to mention one point. That what? We left off with the Rashba, right? Yeah. So last week we were talking about why the Kinyan Peros on the Chotzer makes the Chotzer like it's the Baal's, but the Kinyan of Maisi Odeo doesn't make the Yada Isha like it's the Yada, like it's the belongs to the Baal. So Tosus had two possible answers, and that was had to do with the scope of the Kinyan of Peros versus the Kinyan of Yad, and the control over the Peros versus the control over the Yad, over the Chotzer versus the control of the Yad. But the Rashba had a funny answer. He had just trying to slip out of the problem, right? What was his answer? He said that since a woman can always say Eini vi Eini nizonis veini osa, right, at any point during the marriage, she could say, I don't want to, like that's the Gemara over here, I don't want to take the support, and I don't want to give you my Maisi Yadayim. That's always in her control. So the Rashba says, when she's Mekabel the get, it's as if she says, Eini Nizon Zveniosa. He says, right, some Lashon like that, right? That when the Kabbalah's Haget is as if she says to him, Eini Nizonis Veniosa. So in other words, he's basically saying that although there might be a problem while she's in the, while Maisi Adah belong to the Baal, you're right, there could be a problem. But the fact is, she sort of dissolves that deal right before she accepts the get. It's like an implicit rejection of Maisi of Mazon and Maisi Yodeo.
That's which case is it?
That's Yad. That's by Yad. But that you can't say that by Chatzar. Why? It won't help by Chatzar, because there's no such thing of her retracting Peros.
Yeah.
Right?
Chatzar?
Yeah, no, she can never say. No, he's saying there always is this clause that she can invoke Eini Nizonis Veini Osa and get out of the obligation to give the Baal Maisi Odeo. But she can't ever invoke any clause to get out of giving him Peros. There's no clause like that. So he's saying that when she accepts the get, it's as if she's saying Eini Nizonis Veini Osa right before she accepts the get. It's as if she's saying. But the difficulty is
this the Rashba?
That's the Rashba. But the difficulty is she doesn't have to accept the get, really, right? It could be forced upon her. It could be Bal Korcha. I mean, that's very nice if she says willingly, yeah, I don't want to stay married. Please give me the get. But what if she says I want to stay married, and he just forces the get into her hand? So. How could you say that it's as if she's saying something? How could you say it's as if she's voluntarily saying Eini Nizonis Veini Osa? Yeah. The fact that she can, in other words, the Rashba is not saying that the fact that she can say Eini Nizonis Veini Osa means that right now she has a Yad. He's not saying that. That's like the second answer in Tosus. He's saying that since she can say Eini Nizonos Veini Osa, it's as if she actually says it when she's Makabel.
Oh.
Ki'ilu Omra, he says.
She has the ability
no,
to say that.
He's not saying it's because she has the... No, he says the Kabbalah is Ki'ilu Omra.
Oh.
Well, you have the Lashon of the Rashba?
Yeah.
The Rashbas went missing, yeah? Yeah. I mean, it's difficult to take the Rashba in a literal sense. It's difficult to take the Rashba in a literal sense. But, I mean, plain pshat is he's saying that logically speaking, he's saying the relationship, the idea of Eini Nizon, the idea of Maisi Yodeha is a certain kind of a relationship that they have while they're married. They can be in a certain kind of a relationship while they're married. And it's optional, okay? It's not part of the very marriage itself. She always has the right to say Eini Nizonos Veini Osa. Yeah, 1 second. So maybe saying something like this, that what does it mean that she can say Eini Nizonos Veini Osa? It means she's capable of expressing, she's capable of gaining her own independence. Right? She has the possibility of freeing herself and becoming independent of the Baal in terms of Mizonos. And when she says, I don't want Mizonos, then she's no longer under the constant, she's no longer under the obligation of the Maisi Yodeh. What does that mean? It means to say that there is the ability for her to do to take her own freedom in a certain sense. Okay. So he's saying like this, maybe he's saying like this, that therefore the institution of Kabbalah Saget is by definition a Maisa of breaking away from the Rishus of the Baal. Is that by definition is the ultimate independence and freedom from the husband. It's true it's not her will over here, but definitively the receipt of the get is halachically speaking the maisa of independence. So he's saying, therefore, we say that the mice, the kabbalas haget, intrinsically is defined as an event, as a phenomenon of removing his bilus. And it was the situation of mazon, the relationship of nizonis and. Let's put it like this. What I mean to say is like this. There is the relationship of peros is synonymous with the institution of the kedushin itself. Okay, the requirement in the peros is part of the very concept of the kedushin. Is part of the very fabric of the kedushin itself. Okay, I'm not saying they can't make a private arrangement, but what I mean to say. The peros is automatically with the kedushin, and it lasts automatically as long as the kedushin lasts. There's no independent release. There's no independent release from the obligation to give him the peros that she can invoke. Okay, so it's part of the very term of the kedushin itself. Okay, but maisi odeha is a secondary thing. There's they could be married, and with the kedushin we say there also is another obligation that she there's another institution of maisi of mazon and maisi yada. It's for her benefit, but it invokes a certain obligation on her part of maisi yada. But she's capable of removing herself from that secondary institution of Maisi Adel. Okay? She's capable of removing herself from that by saying, Eini Nizon as Veini Osa. So you can view both of them independently. Okay? What's that?
Man and a woman?
No, the Kiddushin and Maisi Adel. Kiddushin and Maisi Adeha are two separate things, and each one, and they're not necessarily coterminous. They don't have to have the same end. You don't say that she gets out of Peros. You don't say by Peros, you say, how does she get out of Peros? By getting out of the Kiddushin. How is she freed from the obligation of Peros? With the end of the Kiddushin. That's how she's freed from the obligation of Peros. But how is she freed from Maisi Adeha? That could be an independent way. It could be another way of getting out of Maisi Adel. Okay? Correct?
Yeah.
All right, let me try what I was... Let me try an experiment, okay? An experimental approach here. Sort of what I'm trying to say before. A logical point. Let's try it as a logical point. Okay, you can have, I know, it keeps switching every day, right? You can have, let's define more carefully the relationship between Peros and Kiddushin, right, and the Maisi Adel and Kiddushin. Okay?
What do you mean Peros?
By the Chatzer.
Okay,
so what I was trying to say before is like this, that with the Kiddushin is a din of Peros. Okay? It's a feature in the Kiddushin. That with Kiddushin, there are Isurei Arayos are generated, Heterim are generated, and in terms of her property, Kinyan Peros is generated. But it happens at the same time, and it's part of the very institution of the Kiddushin itself. It's part of the rites of the Kiddushin itself, okay? So how would you describe Maisi Adel? We have to be able to describe it differently, or else we're in big trouble.
Why? Because she can deny it?
Yeah. So what does it mean then?
It's a feature of the Das.
Okay. But if we want to go down the Das road, we're going to get in trouble. Okay. If we go down the Das road, we get into trouble. So I would say it's an option within the Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's certain things that are features of the Kiddushin. That's Peros of Mashikon Sishikon Abayla. And the relationship between the Peros, the Her Chotzer and his rights to Peros, that is a feature of the Kiddushin. And wherever there is Kiddushin, there is that feature. Okay. But Maisi Adel, I would say, is an option within the Kiddushin. And how do I know it's an option? Because she can get rid of it. So she can say, you know what? I just want the base model Kiddushin. Or do you want the Kiddushin with all the options? You know, it's like buying a car, right? You want it with the options, or do you want it without the options? But it's separable. Therefore, logically, Peros exist with the Kiddushin. Okay? Whereas Maisi Adel exists within the Kiddushin. Meaning it is not synonymous with the Kiddushin. It's an add-on to the Kiddushin. So Peros is really part of the very existence of the Kiddushin itself. Whereas Maisi Adel is like exists within the existence of the Kiddushin. When you have an entity of Kiddushin, you can also have within it a secondary type of an existence, like an accidental feature of Peros. Okay, so to speak, put it in different terms, you could say the kiddushin is like, I'm going to use a really, you know, classic word here. The kiddushin, we would say, is a substratum of the Maase Yadah. Right? Now it's clear to you? You've heard that one before?
What is that word?
Substratum. An underlying layer within which that the kiddushin, that the Maase Yadah exists upon. Okay, as opposed to saying it's part of the very ground of the kiddushin, it's part of the very substance of the kiddushin itself. Okay?
Now it's a question of...
In other words, let me just reinterpret his words, okay? Let me interpret his words. He's saying like this. Since she could say, Eini nizonus v'eini osa, okay, therefore, Maase Yadeha is only an option within kiddushin. And therefore, and when he says the Kabbalah Saget is ki'ilu omra eini nizonus v'eini osa, it means to say, and therefore, there can't be any hindrance of the option of eini nizonus v'eini of Maase Yadeha to in terms of dissolving the very underlying condition of Maase Yadeha. In other words, to put it to you this way, Gittin has to be able to be defined, the idea of get exists without an idea of Maase Yadeha, whereas the idea of get doesn't exist without the idea of Peros, because Peros is part of what you're dissolving. You can't say a get is really, in other words, if get was an institution to get rid of Maase Yadeha, then you'd have the same logical problem. But he's saying Gittin as an idea is beyond Maase Yadeha. It goes down to the very core of the relationship that allows Maase Yadeha even to exist. So therefore, it has to be the institution of the get is viewed as if Maase Yadeha doesn't exist. You can't say Maase Yadeha is going to be an impediment, something that only exists within the context of the kiddushin can't be an impediment to the to dissolving it. Now, as I'm saying, ki'ilu omra means he's out of that. You must say he's not under that restriction of Maase Yadeha. You can't say that he's encumbered by Maase Yadeha. Ki'ilu omra means that the institution is not standing in the way. So what I'm trying to say is that the Maase of the get must also be considered, the very Kabbalah Saget must also be considered a termination of this whole institution of Maase Yadeha as well. In other words, it must be that he also has the ability to terminate the very thing that Maase Yadeha, since he has the ability to terminate the ikar, then, and there's only something that's optional within it. It must be that definitively the giving of the get and her receiving of the get is intrinsically defined as a termination of the institution of Maase Yadeha as well. No, it's not after. It's with it. I mean, are we gonna do a biyachad problem now? I'm saying that logically, I'm saying logically you must say that Kabbalah Saget exists without regard to Maase Yadeha. That couldn't have been part of Maase Yadeha. The very institution itself can't be included in a perk of Maase as part of the way she has her hand Maase Yadeha. I mean, I'm going back to what Gil was saying a long time ago. But what he's trying to show you is that it can't be that Maase Yadeha is going to affect the definition of Kabbalah Saget. Because it's extraneous to kiddushin. peros is part of the kiddushin. So whatever, however you're trying to terminate the kiddushin, you have to terminate peros with the kiddushin. They're not separable things. But if I say there is kiddushin, and on top of the kiddushin, there's this secondary thing that we'll give you, that can't be defined that she has it greater than she has her kiddushin. And what terminates her kiddushin? The get, kabbalas haget. So therefore, it's not possible to say that she has maisi yodeha in a way that will preclude kabbalas haget. So kabbalas haget must intrinsically be, with the very definition of maisi yodeha, a throwing off of the whole thing. That they gave her maisi yodeha ad kabbalas haget. It's not included in Kabbalah. Kabbalah's haget was not an action that, let's put it this way. Maisi Odeha, what was not given to her beyond the very nature of the Kiddushin itself. And since Gerushin is the exit from the Kiddushin itself, it cannot be that Maisi Odeha is precludes her from having the very Kabbalah Saget itself. Can't be that it's just not, it's beyond the, it would be turning Mais Yodeha into something equal to the Kiddushin. But it's not equal to the Kiddushin. It's an option within Kiddushin. It would be like, let's say you lease the car, and you with it you have a 1 year service, XM satellite radio. So when they come and they recall your car after 3 months because you didn't pay it, you can't say, but you can't take it because I have my 1 year subscription for the radio that I'm still paying for. That whole thing was only within the context of having the car. Can't say that's going to preclude you. Can't say, oh, you can't take it because you're taking away my radio service. You don't have a right to take it. What are you talking about? The whole, that was just an option within your right to have this car. Can't say in any way that's going to preclude that.
How does it work?
It works that it's only given within Kiddushin. Maisi Odeha.
But there's still a Kiddushin that she has to get.
No. So therefore, it can't be defined as something, it can't be defined, it can only be defined after we define the actions of Kiddushin. On top of the actions of Kiddushin, which is Kabbalah Saget, now we'll give her Maisi Odeha. The Yad that she had was a Yad of Kabbalah Saget. That can't be changed by the fact that we also give her Maisi Odeha. That intrinsically, that can't be negated by giving her an option. In other words, within Kiddushin, she has a certain kind of a Yad. That's Midaraisa, a Yad of Kabbalah Saget. Within that, we'll give her something extra, Maisi Odeha. But it can't be that giving her Maisi Odeha is going to negate the Yad of Kabbalah Saget. It works because you can't give away more than you have. That's the way it works. So she has a Yad of Kabbalah Saget intrinsically from Kiddushin. And an option within it can't give away more than she has. She doesn't have a Yad of Gittin to give away. She can't give away her Yad of Gittin. No one can give away her Yad of Gittin. If Kiddushin included Peros, then you'll say, well, that is exactly what it is. You can't do anything about it. But you'll say, look, Midaraisa, this is the way Gittin is framed, Kiddushin is framed, that she automatically has her Yad for this. That's considered her Yad for Kabbalah Saget. Now we're going to give her something within Kiddushin. It can't change what a Yad of Kabbalah Saget is. It can't take that away. If she had it at that time, then whatever Maisi Odeha does, it cannot remove that. Then that would be saying Maisi Odeha can change the very nature of the existence within which it exists. It can become something that is only as an option, cannot merge and change the very, become an ikar in the thing itself. Now it's going to become an ikar in Kiddush itself. Now it's going to say, now it takes away the yad of getting to undermine that. I mean, I like this svara, but I don't know if that's what the Rosh was saying. That's the only thing. Right, Matt? Kiddush of Ma'is Yodah. That was the institute, the whole institution of Ma'is Yodah is only built on the Yad of Kiddushin that she already has. The Yad of Kiddushin intrinsically also is a Yad of Kabbalah's Gittin. So they couldn't have given her something that removes Kabbalah's Get. That's not a Yad that was free to give away. You can give away something that's free. Something that is not already owned by another, that's available. You can only give away that which is available. Is the Yad of Kabbalah Saget available? No, it's not available. That's part of the very institution of the Kiddushin that she's entered into. So we'll say, okay, above the Yad of Kabbalah Saget, we'll give him Ma'isi Yadeh. But the Kabbalah Saget must intrinsically always be before the institution of Ma'isi Yadeh. So therefore, whenever there's Kabbalah Saget, it's as if she's out of the whole institution of any. It's as if she's in the institution of any. It's as if she exercised that option. Meaning, it shows you it's an option that's beyond kedushin. So that's what he's trying to say. Yeah. Right. All right. So Gil has a good example of potential and kinetic energy. Now he's saying that when she comes into the marriage, so you can say in her yad she has the potential to do all sorts of things, to make millions of dollars with her hands. Right, but the potential to accept the get, that must be fixed at this point. That's not a free agent. That potential to accept the get has to be turned into a that potential is not free anymore. That's fixed. She must retain that. That becomes converted like into an actuality. Now when she comes in, she has the actual existence of the ability to accept her get. But all the other potentials are free, so they can give those away. They can't give away the potential to accept or get anymore. That's not possible. All right. Now, put it in another way, that in terms of kiddushin, she always is a baal of her kiddushin. So in terms of the maisa and the sinas haget, that's an action of kiddushin. In terms of that sense, she's out of his. She's a different rishus than he is, and they can give away ma'isi adeha in terms of mumminess and in terms of those types of things. But the bialis of who of the kiddushin is always part of her. Is intrinsically part of it. Now, if peros is kiddushin, then if peros is part of the what kiddushin means, then whoever has the peros, that's part of the, that is one of the things of kedushin. That's right, chatzar is not an rishus, because within kedushin, the very idea of kedushin demands that he has mice, that he has peros. So then even within the framework of kedushin, it's out of her rishus.